White. Oakland, California, April 27th, 1876. Dear husband, I dare not trust to others to write, because if I should, there might be a failure. We are all well, cheerful, and happy. We are busy as can be, writing, and we are trying to get through, but do not know when this will be. We hope in 6 weeks. I received a letter from Brother Rust, to whom I sent the letter for Brother Cornell. He read it to him, and he acknowledged that I read the same to him before he left Michigan. Then he asked him, how could he, Cornell, deceive them also by coming as he did to labor, when the testimony said he was wholly unfit to labor? He had commenced laboring in a new place. It is bedtime. We have been, Mary and I, writing all day. This evening, Sister Chittenden and Emma came in. We all went in the office and helped them fold, and Mary helped wrap. Now brethren have come in committee to consult in regard to meeting house, how it shall be heated. Brother Bilhi wants there should be a furnace in it. They are talking over the matter now. Brethren Wagoner and Loughborough returned today to finish up the work that was not completed in Shaw's case, Mrs. Hollis's, and the Baker girl's case. They were placed under censure. Sister Willis and one or two others did not agree with the decision. I have talked with her, Sister Willis. She feels bad. She sees she has made a mistake. Brethren report a better state of things in Santa Rosa. Brother Wagoner has written to you in regard to these churches and says he will write tomorrow again. We have just completed 20 pages of the parable of the sower. This was rather a trying subject to write upon, but Mary and I have read it over this afternoon, and we pronounce it excellent, excellent. She says the subjects grow better and better, every one. She is just happy over this work. Our committee has gone, and I will finish this in morning. Mail 3 hours late tonight. Just received your last letter dated April 20th. I am glad you are so happy. I am free and happy too, so we will work on, hoping in God, believing in Him, and looking constantly for greater light and blessings. I long for clearness of mind and to be imbued with the Spirit of God. We humbly trust in God and walk tremblingly before Him. Never was there a time when I felt more the need of divine aid. The accounts of the conversion of French brethren is truly cheering. May the good work go on. Pray ye, says Christ, to the Lord of the harvest, that He may send laborers into His vineyard, for the harvest is great, and the laborers are few. Luke 10, verse 2. A great work is to be done, and a short time to do it in. I want my book ready for the Eastern camp meetings. What arrangement can be made in reference to this matter? Please write. Willie thinks he would like to have the privilege of setting the type, getting it stereotyped, and sending the plates to Battle Creek after a few thousand are printed off here. He will probably write you in reference to this matter. In regard to my small picture, I did sit once again, but the picture was not good. We'll try it again. Mary and Willie did not get good pictures, but they will try it again. Signs is now off for this week, and they may get time today. The second coat of plastering is commenced to be put on our house today. We are all usually well and cheerful. Love to you and all friends.